In his 15 years as an environmental educator on the Kenai Peninsula, Dan Pascucci taught kids and adults many important things about the local ecosystem. But the one thing he will most likely be remembered for is that sea stars are not fish.
Had it not been for Dirty D, I would have used the word starfish till I was like 27. Not even kidding.
That's Molly Koski, a former student at Soldotna Montessori School. She says Dirty D, or Mr. Dan, or Dan the Watershed Man, taught science lessons and life lessons.
During each slideshow, each activity, each test, Dan injected his sense of humor, whether a reference to the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers TV show or a picture of a salmon with a top hat, mustache, and a monocle, both of which he actually did, I'm not joking. He shows us you can be professional and fun.
Pascucci was the Kenai Watershed Forum's environmental education coordinator. He worked with Cheryl Sotelo, a now retired teacher in Homer, to start the Adopt a Stream program, which teaches kids about water quality and the importance of protecting the health of watersheds. But he didn't just lecture. He sang, he rhymed, he enlisted props, costumes, and puppets to the entertainment and rapt attention of his students. Sotelo can attest.
He's just magical with kids and infectious with adults as far as, I think, getting everyone to think about the world around them and your part in keeping it clean and safe. And students became stewards, they became invested.
Many of Pascucci's colleagues, family, friends, students, and fellow musicians celebrated his contributions to the Kenai Peninsula at a going-away party in August at Soldotna Creek Park. Soldotna Mayor Pete Sprague read a proclamation from the city of Soldotna recognizing Pascucci's contributions in teaching more than 10,000 students on the Kenai Peninsula. The Kenai Watershed Forum honored Pascucci with a commemorative plaque on the structure in which he taught summer ecology camps. It's now called the Dirty D Yurt. And the Ketchumak Heritage Land Trust bestowed Pascucci the first Kingmaker Award on the peninsula, recognizing those who support healthy salmon habitat. And he's well known elsewhere in the community. He was active in community theater, a regular MC for various events, and had a popular music show on KDLL Public Radio. Of his many hats, all of them his trademark fluorescent orange, Pascucci was probably best known for his science songs. There's his FBI song, teaching about the tiny forces of forest regeneration.
The FBI, whenever something dies, FBI is there on the scene. FBI, working overtime, FBI, to pick those bones clean, that's fungus, bacteria, and vertebrates.
And his rap about staying off sand dunes.
Better listen here, man, take your beer can, put it in a garbage here can, clean your space, yo, clean your waste, yo, and a garbage can, the place where waste goes. Yo, what you doing on the dunes? What you doing on the dunes? How you ruining the dunes?
Here's his animal guessing game.
There's a snowshoe hare, but there was this one rabbit once that woke up super late for school and went running. It was like, oh my goodness, I'm late for school. Ran down, got a carrot for breakfast, ran as fast as it could to school, and realized that it had forgotten to put on its bunny slippers before it left, so everyone made fun of it and called it a snowshoe hare.
Eye rolls aside, speaker after speaker thanked Pascucci for his work and praised him both personally and professionally. Pascucci had to speak around a lump in his throat in thanking everyone for the lively send-off and reminded the audience that they all play a part in environmental education, both learning it and living it.
I've been constantly told, you're leaving. Whoever comes in and takes your place, they're going to have real big shoes to fill. I don't really have big shoes. But what I realize is, like, there's a huge responsibility to live in a place where you are blessed with such an incredible natural resource. And I feel like my job wasn't necessarily to fill big shoes, it was to get everybody else to look down at their feet and realize, like, we all have big shoes to fill.
And, of course, he couldn't miss the opportunity to reiterate one last very important point.
I sea stars aren't starfish. Sea stars are invertebrate starfish. Sea stars are not fish.
For KBBI, I'm Jenny Nyman.
When it swims, no fins on a sea star, that's right.